time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? The book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 31. I'm going to begin reading with the fifth verse. Genesis chapter 31, verse 5. If you'd please open your Bibles and look that up. We'll begin the study here in just a few minutes. As you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you, this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit us, our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and be ready for the study today. Now please, Genesis chapter 31, beginning to read with verse 5. "And said unto them, I see your father's countenance, that it is not towards me as before. But God of my father hath been with me, and ye know that with all my power I have served your father. And your father hath deceived me, and changed my wages 10 times, but God suffered him not to hurt me. If he said thus, the speckled shall be thy wages, then all the cattle bear speckled. And if he said thus, the ring-straked shall be thy hire, then bear all the ring-straked. Thus God hath taken away the cattle of your father, and given them to me. And it came to pass, at the time that the cattle conceived, that I lifted up mine eyes, and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were ring-straked, speckled, and gristled. And the angel of God spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob, and he said, Here am I. He said, Lift up now thine eyes, and see all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ring-straked, speckled, and gristled. For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, and where thou vowest a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, Is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? Are we not counted of him strangers? For he has sold us, and hath quite devoured also our money. For all the riches which God hath taken from our father, that is ours and our children's. Now then, whatsoever God hath said unto thee, do. Then Jacob rose up and set his sons and his wives upon camels, and he carried away all his cattle and all his goods which he had gotten, the cattle of his getting which he had gotten in Padan Aram, for to go to Isaac his father in the land of Canaan. And Laban went to shear his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the images that were her father's, and Jacob stole away unawares to Laban the Assyrian, in that he told him not that he fled. So he fled with all that he had, and he rose up and passed over the river and set his face towards the Mount Gilead. It was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled, and he took his brethren with him and pursued after him 7 days' journey. They overtook him in the Mount Gilead. And God came to Laban the Syrian, in a dream by night, and said unto him, Take heed that thou speakest not to Jacob, either good or bad. Then Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mount, and Laban with his brethren pitched in the mount of Gilead. And Laban said unto Jacob, What hast thou done, that thou hast stolen away unawares to me, and carried away my daughter, as captives taken with a sword? Wherefore dost thou flee away secretly, and steal away from me, and dost not tell me that I might have sent thee away with mirth and with song and with trembled and with harp. Hast not suffered me, and hast not suffered me to kiss my sons and my daughters. Thou hast now done foolishly in so doing. It is the power of my hand to do you hurt. But God of your father spake unto me yesternight, saying, Take thou heed that thou speak not to Jacob, either good or bad. And now, though thou wouldst needs be done, because thou sore longest after thy father's house, yet wherefore hast thou stolen my gods? And Jacob answered and said to Laban, Because I was afraid, for I said preadventure, thou wouldst take by force thy daughters from me. With whomsoever thou findest thy gods, let him not live. Before our brethren, discern thou what is thine with me, and take it to thee. For Jacob knew not that Rachel had stolen them. And Laban went into Jacob's tent, into Leah's tent, and into two handmaidens' tents, but he found them not. Then went he out of Leah's tent and entered into Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the images and put them in the camel's furniture and sat upon them. And Laban searched all the tent, but found them not. And she said to her father, Let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise up before thee, for the custom of woman is upon me. And he searched, but found not the images. And Jacob was wroth and chode with Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, What is my trespass? What is my sin that thou hast so hotly pursued after me? Whereas thou hast searched all my stuff, what hast thou found of all my household stuff? Set it here before my brethren and thy brethren, that they may judge betwixt us both. For by this 20 years have I been with thee. Thy ewes and thy she-goats have not cast their young, and the rams of thy flock have not eaten. That which was torn of the beasts I brought not unto thee. I bear the loss of it. Of my hand didst thou require it, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. This I was, in the day of the drought consumed me, and the frost by night, and my sleep departed from mine eyes. Thus have I been 20 years in thy house. I served thee 14 years for thy two daughters, and 6 years for thy cattle. And thou hast changed my wages 10 times. Except the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the fear of Isaac, had been with me, surely thou hadst sent me away now empty. God has seen my affliction and my labor of my hands, and rebuked thee yesternight. Now we're going to stop with that. That was a lot of reading today, but I do want to read that full text, and now we'll begin with prayer. Father, thank you today that we can come and enjoy this time. Please, Lord, that you'll guide and lead us and show us your way and will. I ask, Father, today that you'll strengthen my voice just a little bit and help me as we proclaim your word, Father. It is so important that we proclaim it clearly and simply that all can hear and all can understand. So please, Lord, now guide and lead us, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as we start the study here, it's important that we see very clearly the what's going on with Jacob and Laban. It's quite a time back and forth, as we've just read, and that's the reason I wanted to read that far. We have the years, 20 years. You know, how long was Jacob planning on staying with Laban when he left his mother and his father to go get his bride back in the old country, so to speak? He surely wasn't planning on being gone that long, but it took 20 years. It was 7 years for each one of the wives, and that was 14. And then we have an additional 6 years for the stock, and so it was 20 years. And we find that Laban didn't treat him very well, did he? Because It says twice in here that the 10 times he changed his wages. And that's a sad thing for different times there. It was 10 times that it took to do that. The Laban's plan seemed to change, didn't they? Now let's take a look and see in this 31st chapter, and we begin with the 5th verse. Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field and to his flock. And so we probably should have read that when we started there. Find that Rachel and Leah and Jacob and all that they have, they are preparing to leave and to go back home. The deal has been made, and there's beginning to be a problem with the relationship between Jacob and Laban. And in verse 2, it said, Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not towards him as before. You see, all the blessings and all the hope and all the things that were before Laban before because of the relationship of Jacob. We've talked about how that when you're next to a godly man, you know, in this world, the ungodly get the benefits of God, get the blessings. They get the rain and they get the sun. They get many, many general blessings to begin with, even though they're, in many cases, heathen. The murderers, everyone gets a certain amount of blessings of God all the time. We need to praise Him for that. Now, if you're lost, you don't understand that, and especially if you don't have any belief at all, why, you're giving credit to science or something or other, I suppose. But the important thing is that we can see the relationship that we need to have with the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jacob had that relationship. Jacob was a blessing to Laban as Jacob lived there. Well, when they begin to divide, and we have the striped and the spotted and all different color animals here is what we're looking at. And we have all those things, and that was the deal that Laban had made with Jacob, that you'll divide those off and that will be your stock. Well, what happened was God began very quickly at this time now to bless Jacob. And because of the way that Laban had treated Jacob, God had taken his blessings away from him. And so there was a definite difference between the two sets of livestock now. What Jacob had was strong and healthy and large in number. What Laban had was much different. It was kind of weak and small and everything. And so we have to look at how God held his blessing from Jacob all this time. But now all of a sudden, the table has turned. God is beginning to bless his man, and Jacob is wanting to come back home. And so I see again in verse that Rachel and Leah has come into the field now, and I see your father's countenance that is not suffered, not that it is not towards me as before, but the God of my father hath been with me. You know, what's more important to you? Is it more important to you to please the world, or is it more important to you to please man? You know, so often today, we do that. We please man. We do not do what God commands us to do. We are not faithful to God's house because somebody calls and says, will you come and do this with me, instead of making a statement, no, I am going to my church because I want to fellowship with other believers. I need to study the Word of God that I can draw closer to my God. I'm not going to miss that. But instead of that, what we have, instead of that, is that, yeah, sure, it's not going to hurt that I miss a church once. Yes, it does. Make a stand. Have a testimony here for the Lord Jesus Christ. Jacob wasn't afraid of Laban, because Laban's countenance had fallen. Jacob knew he was supposed to go back home. That's great. We're going to go back home, and that's where I need to be. This isn't my home. We need to understand, too, as there becomes trouble, and we get on into that in the 22nd and 23rd, 24th verse over here, where he begins to come. The problem is that Jacob is not at home. He is not to be comfortable in the land of Syria, where Laban lives. That's not his home. His home is the land of Canaan, where God has promised this land to him. It's the same way with us. We have a beautiful example here of a believer. This world is not our home. We are part of the kingdom of heaven. And the day that we leave this body and this earth is a day that will be to the place that's going to be eternally our home. We shouldn't be pleased here. We shouldn't be happy here. We're not going this old world is not going to be a tremendous place of blessing to us. It can be. We can be blessed financially. But most important is we got to have our eyes on what we're laying up in heaven. What's important that we can take home with us? What's Jacob taking home with him? He is taking his wives. He's taking his great number of cattle and sheep and stock now with him. And so you see, he has the division has been made from the world to the promised land where Jacob's going. As we do things, decisions that we make, stop spending so much time in this world trying to either please people or to make great wealth or to gain great wisdom here. We need to be able to look and be laying up treasures in heaven all the time. Now, we find here that he begins, and ye know that with all my power I have served your father, and your father hath deceived me and changed my wages 10 times, but God suffered him not to hurt me. We have two things there, and that was the sixth verse. The fifth verse, but the God of my father hath been with me. And now in verse 7, but God suffered him not to hurt me. You see, Jacob is beginning to recognize where his power is. He begins to praise God and to recognize God for what he is and the power and strength that he has. And that is just a wonderful step in Jacob's life. And I hope that you as a believer, if you're saved, if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you've trusted him, you have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus, and as you begin to walk, I hope that you begin to take the praise away from yourself and begin to give the praise unto God. And that's what Jacob here is beginning to do. He's asking his wives, he says, now, do you think there's something wrong here? Ye know how that with all my power I have served your father, but your father has deceived me. And they're very much aware of that. And then we have in verse 8, the speckled shall be thy wages, then all the cattle that bear a speckled. And if he said thus, the ring strake shall be thy hire, then bear all the ring strake. It just kept changing all the time. And thus God hath taken away the cattle from your father and given them unto me. And so that's verse 9. Now as we're looking at that ninth verse, we realize that there has been a change. See, all this time, Laban has had a tremendous blessing by being attached to Jacob. Jacob is God's man, and Jacob is a Christian, and Jacob loves the Lord Jesus Christ. And so by Laban attaching himself, even though Jacob was basically just a laborer, just a slave to Laban, and he worked 20 years to get what he has. And during that 20 years, Laban changed it 10 times. And instead of Laban praising the God of Jacob and Laban coming to the God of Jacob, instead of that, why, he began to, Jacob could have left with nothing if Laban would have had his way. But God was not going to do that. God was allowing Jacob to take his fair amount, and a matter of fact, God took away from Laban because of the way Laban treated God's man. Now, that's something you need to understand. God's man needs to be cared for properly, treated correctly. And I hope that you see that, because it may seem like for a long time that you can kind of kick him and do whatever you want to with him, and it's not going to affect your life or anything else. There will be a time of judgment. And during that time, that role will begin to change, and you will feel the judging hand of God upon you, and the blessings will begin to come towards the Christian, the believer. And in verse 10, it came to pass that at the time that the cattle conceived, that I lifted up mine eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the rams which leaped upon the cattle were ringstrake, speckled, and gristled. Now, the angel of God spake unto me in a dream, saying, Jacob, and he said, here am I. And we've had that several times back in Abraham's day, haven't we? And that's a wonderful response, because we know that Jacob is ready and prepared to hear from God. And he said, lift up now thine eyes and see, all the rams which leap upon the cattle are ringstraked, speckled, and gristled. For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, and where thou vowest a vow unto me. Now arise, and get thee out from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. The command of God has become very clear. Remember Bethel, where Jacob had come and fallen asleep with the pillar of rocks. Remember that? And so he says, I am the God of Bethel, where thou anointest the pillar, where thou vowest a vow unto me. God never forgets. God knows exactly every part and everything that goes on. And he reminds Jacob of that time. And he says, now it's time, arise, get thee out from this land, and return unto thy kindred. And Rachel and Leah answered and said unto him, is there yet any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? Are we not counted of him strangers? For he has sold us, and hath quite devoured also our money. For all the riches which God hath taken from our father, that is ours, and our children's. Now then, whatsoever God hath said unto thee, do. Now, Rachel and Leah, there's some question why that Jacob brought them out to the field. You know, maybe it was kind of common grounds for even Rachel and Leah, because you know that Rachel's the one that Jacob really loves, and so I'm sure there was some strife between Jacob and Leah, but he brought them both out into the field so that he could visit with them and tell them what was going on and tell them what God has shown them. And as we have this presented now, Jacob and Rachel and Leah have no problem with leaving, because they says, you know, our dad should have given us part of his inheritance. But instead of that, why, you've worked 14 years for us, and then another 6 years to get some property. And so Jacob, Rachel and Leah saying, our father you don't owe our father anything. For all the riches which God hath taken from our father, that is ours and our children's. And so whatsoever God hath said unto thee, do. So it's very clear here that they feel like their father has even cheated them. And that's so sad when a father and mother will cheat their children and not be fair to them. And so we're finding out more and more what Laban is like. And it's kind of a sad, ugly mess, the condition that Laban's in. And I just hope that as we look through this part here, that you can understand that Laban's true ways are coming out here. Now, we find that then Jacob rose up in verse 17 and set his sons and his wives on camels. And he carried away all his cattle and all his goods which he had gotten, the cattle of his getting, which he had gotten in Paddan Aram, for to go to Isaac his father in the land of Canaan. Jacob is becoming excited about returning home. Laban went to shear his sheep, and Rachel has stolen the images which were her father's. Now, we're going to stop there just for a second. We're not real sure what that is. You know, some believe it was just pictures and memories that Laban had, and maybe it was of their mother. We don't really know. I don't really think it's that. I think it's some gods that Laban bowed down to. And for some reason, Rachel thought there was some special power in that statue. And so they took that statue, or Rachel did. She hid that statue away, those images away. And then when Laban found that his gods were gone, there isn't much left to, he felt like he lost someone in verse 30 here. Yet wherefore hast thou stolen my gods? And so as we look at that part right there, we know that it was probably more than just some memories. And he found that he looked and searched diligently trying to find them. Now Jacob stole away unawares to Laban the Syrian, in that he told him not that he fled. Now Jacob stole nothing. What Jacob told was what Jacob has taken is solely his. But he did sneak out because God had kind of told him that it was time to get along and to get back to Isaac, to his folks' house. And so he fled with all that he had. And he rose up and passed over the river and set his face towards Mount Gilead. And it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled. And he took his brethren with him and pursued with him 7 days' journey. And they overtook him at Mount Gilead. And God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night and said to him, "Take heed that thou speak not to Jacob either good or bad." Then Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent in the mount, and Laban with his brethren pitched in the mount of Gilead. And Laban said unto Jacob, "What hast thou done that thou hast stolen away unawares to me, and carried away my daughters as captives taken with a sword?" Now to begin with, Jacob didn't do that. We're not sure what's the matter with Laban here. It's kind of like the Egyptian Pharaoh, isn't it? Once he told that, tells the nation of Israel after they leave Egypt here several hundred years from now, but when they leave Egypt, yes, you can go. But then as soon as he let them go away, it wasn't long that he began to pursue them. And in that pursuit, why he was after them and tried to get them. And if you'll remember, why as they tried to cross the sea, why the waters folded down upon Pharaoh and his men, and the nation of Israel was safe on the other side. Well, here we don't have a body of water dividing us, but we do have the God of Israel looking over Jacob and his family. And before Laban ever got to Jacob, God had said unto Laban, "You don't touch him. You don't touch him." I don't know what Laban would have done. It's kind of the same way. I mean, the agreement was made that he'd paid for the daughters, he'd paid for the cattle, he'd done everything. It was Jacob's opportunity to leave whenever he wanted to. But Laban was mad because he was leaving and felt that he had been stolen from. "Why have you stolen my daughters away from me?" Stolen his daughters away. That's quite a statement. But you see, Laban is desperate. And he comes upon Jacob, but he can't touch him. And Laban said to Jacob, "What hast thou done that thou hast stolen away unawares to me and carried away my daughters?" That's verse 26, as captives taken with a sword. "Wherefore dost thou flee away secretly and steal away from me, and didst not tell me, that I might have sent thee away with mirth and song and trembled and with harp?" You know, as we look, Laban's a liar. because he talks about this as if I would have thrown you a party if you just told me. We know that's not true. You know, it's so sad how the world treats a Christian. Jacob is a man of God. And Jacob follows after God. Jacob's going home. I hope that you had a good time with the study today. And I hope you know Jesus Christ. Now, my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?